Blog Talk Radio.
System 5624133710 is not a
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Good evening, family. I'm your host, Minister Terry, with Fourth Thursday of Women Speak Now. Glory be to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. glad in it. Amen. Family, let us begin in prayer. Father God, in the almighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray to you, Father, that the Holy Spirit uses me tonight, Father, as the vessel to share my testimony of your love, our love, tonight, Father. Father, I thank you and I love you from the bottom of my heart. I thank you for loving me, Father, loving me when I didn't have that love within, in Jesus' almighty name. Family, I know this month is the month of February. February is the month of love. But God is love every day. Amen. So this topic has been stirring in my spirit, and when it stirs in my spirit, the Lord says to go with it. And it was, I was thinking about Roberta Flack's song, Where's the Love? And the love is from God. I'm just saying, tonight, family, if you're on the line tonight, it was meant for you to be on here, that you can hear my true testimony from my heart. Because, like I said, the only one that knows this testimony I'm about to share is God, family, that's close to me that I've been able to talk to. But we are family. Jesus said, when you're doing the will of God, we are all family. So if you're on the line, we are family. So when I share this testimony, this is through love and not judge. Amen, family? This is a true saying. Some of us have been looking for love in all the wrong all the wrong places. Sometimes we got to ask ourselves, have that ever been done to us, or have we ever done that? Amen? We know the scripture, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. But the thing about that scripture is, do we really believe? Do we believe that he loves us? He loves us deeply. He loves us deeply while we were sinners. Thank you, Jesus. I can't help but praise him. Then we got to ask ourselves, do we love him? Do we love him with all our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our strengths? And do we love one another as God loves us? These are some things we have to ask ourselves. Like I said, this is the month of February, but the love of God is constant. I thank him because his love, it never changes. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. He loves us. Ooh. That's why everybody needs to know that God loves them. Some people don't know that. Amen, family. But tonight, family, I'm going to share with you, all of you on the line and all those that come on the archive, I'm going to share my testimony of the love of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And what the love I have for him, I tell you. And how he's teaching me. He's teaching me. The word of God teaches us just to love everyone unconditionally. Amen, family? I tell you, when I accepted him as my personal Lord and Savior, he let me know through his words, my sins against my body were forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. Then that takes us to Romans 12. I'm just paraphrasing. It tells us to present our bodies a living sacrifice. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And I tell you, I was not in his word. And I didn't have my own, as Pastor E's teaching, fura, familiarity, understand, revelation, application, to apply his word to my life, to apply his word to handle my issues that were within me. Our prophet Dwayne Wood on the Prophet's Closet on Man Up, he's teaching on our issues. We all have some issues within us. If we say we don't have no issues, we lying. We haven't addressed those issues. Amen, family? And also, none of us are perfect, and we'll never be. Oh, but thank you, Jesus. We can strive to be more Christ-like. And yes, also, Pastor E's been teaching us how to tame them voices. them little voices that get in your head. Believe me, the voices getting in your head may not be from God. We have to all know how to tame them. I tell you, we all have to tell ourselves, it's not by our might, but it's by the spirit that God gives us to dwell within us. I always say, I need him. I need him, and I have to call on him. I call on him all the time. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, we all are living to be more Christ-like. Amen. To know his ways, know his love, and to give. He gives freely. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, from a child growing up, I always wanted to become a nurse. I wanted to become a nurse as a child. I loved it. I loved cleaning the family when we got scratches and cuts. And I loved putting on Band-Aids, wrapping up. I'm going somewhere with this family, so bear with me. Be patient. Amen. I loved just wrapping ACE bandages and caring for my family because I had a passion. I had a passion for nursing. And at age 21, God, our Father, Heavenly Father God, he provided. And this I know now that it was him. He provided me an opportunity at age 21 to sit into a nursing program offered at Centennial High School, which my baby sister was in attendance. So I went to that class with 11th and 12th graders. I excelled in that class by the grace of God that I know now. I went to Kentucky. They sent us to Kentucky, sent me to Kentucky to represent California in a nursing competition. I took home medals, 7th place for California in the United States, so that was really good. Glory be to God. But my job's in nursing. I work at Centinella Hospital. If anyone's from L.A., Los Angeles, California, that's in, over on the west side of L.A., worked orthopedic and emergency there. Met many of the celebrities, Lakers. That's how I got the love, start loving the Lakers. Got free tickets from the doctors. Amen. Going to the floor. Then I also worked at Rancho Los Amigos. It was a specialty hospital for spinal cord patients, those paraplegics, quadriplegics, and wheelchairs. I loved that also. It's a specialty area. There, I was awarded Nursing Employee of the Year. Then after that, into my later years, I was transferred. I went to Kern, moved to Kern County. I worked at Kern County Hospital, an emergency room there. But in 1990, I physically fell in love. I tell you, I was moving around on my own without a foundation, doing my own will. Fell in love. Fell in love on the smells good, sounds good, tastes good. Fell in love on the senses, my God. I tell you, I was playing house. He always tell us, let us not perish for lack of knowledge. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, it was good when it was good. That's what I thought. But when things heated up, when the flesh got stirred, yeah, you will wrestle in this flesh because if you don't know how to rebuke it, amen, it went from verbal to physical. And when it got to the physical, it was time to go. So I said, that was a wasted 20 years in a relationship. So it's a true saying that's you. Now, I always have to give credit to Pastor E because he's a sound mentor. And that I can say my mentor because, you know, I do my homework to study myself approved. But I love it because he mentors and he gives me sound doctrine. I can go to the Word of God, and it's there. So we all need a sound, strong mentor. Amen, family. But that's a true saying. How you start is how you finish. Oh, my God. This is why I know that now I'm saved. I thank you, Jesus. I'm sanctified. I thank you, Jesus. And I'm single. I thank you, Jesus. I tell you, the Lord knows. The Lord knows right now. He knows what I need. And he know I need my time with him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He knows I'm not ready for a relationship. He's saying when you pray and you want something, pray to the Lord the desires of your heart. Amen. I tell you, family, and at the end of the relationship, I tell you, I had no peace. I thank God for the peace I have now. Hallelujah. For years, family, I suppressed my pain and hurt. I became more of a loner. I'm a loner by nature, but I became more of a loner. And I was a nurse. I started self-medicating for pain. Pain pills started off with headache, then sleeping pills. This was when I was in this relationship until it came to be a habit. Oh, it was like I didn't know where to go. When, I tell you, when you talk to most people about things, they want to judge you and not love. I tell you, but our mother knew. It's true saying that mothers know their children. And our mother knew something was going on. We talked. So when I left that relationship, when I left it, it wasn't on good terms. It wasn't on no good terms. Then in 2010, family, our oldest brother, he was murdered. He was murdered in his home in Bakersfield. And I was at work, still nursing. Still had my license then. And I thank God that I had accepted him in 2008. My brother was murdered. But I was injured. I fainted, had stitches, messed my hip up and my back. So after that, I was on disability. Then in 2011, I tell you, my wrongdoing, that's what it said, was done in the dark comes to light. The light exposes things. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. My wrongdoing caught up with me. My license was flagged and eventually revoked. At that time, family, I was 52 years old. 52 years old in years, that's in years, but didn't have the wisdom of God. I had 30 years of career in nursing. And I tell you that I was passionate about and loved. But I didn't have the power within me to rebuke the tempter. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor E, you take credit for this one too. He teaches on that. Temptation, tempted, brings trouble. I found myself in some trouble, amen. And yes, I was devastated. But then I tell you, like I said, in 2008, I was baptized. So I had hope in Christ. But now I trust in him. My mom would say, she would tell me, she said, you are a child of God. She'd say, don't fear. He will make a way. God makes way out of no way. And I prayed to him. I prayed to him for forgiveness of bad decisions. Once before, family, I taught on decisions. For forgiveness of bad decisions, my God, so I can move forward. And I tell you, I started looking for the narrow gate, because they say broad is the wide is the gate of temptation to get in there, and narrow is the gate of fall, my God. But family, I had to forgive my ex, and I had to take responsibility for my own problems, for the mess I created. Thank you, Jesus. I had to forgive in my heart the one who murdered my oldest brother, Rodney. And I had to meditate on, vengeance is mine, thus says the Lord. He tells us, vengeance is his. Sometimes we don't know this, because he said, do not let my people perish for lack of knowledge, I tell you. Our mother, I tell you, my mother and I, we worshiped and we fellowshiped at People Missionary Baptist Church in Bakersfield. I tell you, but I went to church. I went to church all my life. I went to church with my grandmother and my mother and our family. But I never got baptized, because when I was 8 years old and was supposed to have been baptized, I had that fear of being pulled down in the water, fear of water. That just stemmed back to my uncle throwing me in my auntie's pool when I couldn't swim when I was a little girl. Amen. But I tell you, family, but I did believe in the Lord. I believed in the Lord. I just didn't know him. You can believe in him, but you have to know him. You have to get your own relationship to know him. Amen, family? the family in March 2012. Our mother, she went home. She went home to be with the Lord. She had taken ill, but she had spoke with us, sister and I, and had told us that, you know, before she let this illness take over her, she'd go home and be with the Lord. And when at the time she passed, I was sick myself. And then in November, she passed in March 2012. In November 2012, my ex, the one we ended up on bad terms, he had to break into my mom's house because sis had called him and told him, could he go check on me because I wasn't answering my phone. When he got in, they had to call 911. I was rushed to the hospital, blood pressure 231 over 120. I may have shared this years ago on the broadcast. Had tests, CT scan, negative. I'm telling you, but I had to learn how to walk, talk, and eat all over again. Me, myself, as a nurse, former nurse, I called it a missed stroke because CT scan was negative. And that was nothing but stress fish. I tell you, family, he told us, be anxious about nothing, but in everything, prayer and supplication, make your petitions known to God, my God. But then, oh, that's why we have to fight off. Amen, family? Then I was discharged. I was discharged from the hospital after 9 days in the hospital. I was in the home alone because a couple siblings, but I was in the home alone because my mom had passed, I tell you. But I had to start bathing, cooking, walking, all of that was a chore. But I thank God because my ex, he did come by from that time to time, and he was helping me. And I had to surrender everything to the Lord. And I was saying, Lord, I can't do this. I cannot do this on my own. I need you, Lord. And I tell you, family, but by August, that's why forgiveness is so key. I had to forgive my ex. This is the broken the house where I, you know, oh, Lord, Jesus, always thank the Lord. Amen, family. But family, by August 2014, when sister came from Orange County, where I'm with her now, my sister Rosa, when she came down so we could move out the house, I tell you, the Lord is good. I was able to pack up that house and do some things. I lost a lot of weight. Took a little while to get the appetite back, but now I got to tell myself to stop. Amen, family? I tell you, this is what I said, family. When we have trials in life, we have to look to God. Thank you, Jesus. He is the only one that can save us. He heard my cries. He heard my heart, my prayers. This is why I always say, I can't help but thank him. I can't help but praise him. And family, I've always been high strung, how they say, thick skin, thick flesh, dying of this flesh to live with spirit. But the Lord, he knows our hearts. He knows our genuine love. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, I may not like some things you do, and you may not like some things about me. I do. Amen, family? But I tell you, but I will love you. I will love you, family. And love doesn't mean just let people make a fool of you. Thank you, Jesus. His word gives us wisdom. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. There's times when we feel low, we can just look up and pray. The Lord, He reveals true colors. He gives us that wisdom. He gives us talk. He gives us direction. The thing is, we got to be listening. Amen, family? This was a time I clearly heard a voice call on my name. I might have shared this too before. And it seemed like it was in my mother's voice, but she was already with our Heavenly Father. And family, this was during the time, again, that I was suffering from that anxiety. Thank you, Jesus, and stress. My stress level was so high. Family, I tell you, I broke out. I broke out with the doctor. I didn't know. I thought I had chicken pox or something all over my body, and I had it as a child. My God, but I went to the doctor. She said, have you been stressed? She it was diagnosed as stress. Right. I said, yes, Lord, but that's after that. That's when I just fell on my knees, started just praying. But, you know, from the psoriasis, I always say where my legs healed, everything cleared up, so I still see a little discoloration. Those are touchstones. Thank you, Pastor Eve. Touchstones, too. Touchstones are reminders of God's goodness. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because when he says he'll never leave you, forsake you, my God, you can call on him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Stay with me, family. This is not about me, but this is about the love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, family, we talk about the avenues of social media, the way we connect with people. Some people speak negative about social media, but I thank God for allowing these avenues, because I tell you, it's such a good way to share Jesus. We share Jesus with great numbers. This one broadcast can reach many, and then the archives and different ones. Somebody may need to hear my testimony so they don't make the wrong decision, make mistakes that I made in life, you know. So this is where we have to share it. I'm sharing this, family, from my heart. And I'm telling you, if you love me, you're going to love me. If you want to judge me, judge me. That's okay. I'm going to love you too. Amen, family. But we'll get back to social media. Pastor E and I, we connected on the book. And I tell you, he must have been, I shared some of my testimony with Pastor E, but he must have been seeing through my post when I was posting. He must have said, you know, I was in need of a pastor because I had left my church in Bakersfield. He said, you can't hear the word without a pastor. Amen, family? And God, I tell you, and your faith builds by hearing of the word. Thank you, Jesus. My God, I tell you, God places people. He places people in our lives, our path, at the right time. Amen? I tell you, some of us may want to judge my testimony. But again, I say that's okay, because I know God. I know the God I serve, and I know can't nothing separate me from the love of God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I've learned to get out of my own self way. Thank you, Jesus. We can be on our own way and block and mess up everything. And I tell you, I'm gonna love anyway. Hallelujah. It always says obedience is better than sacrifice. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for P Ministry, our Now Network family, Prophet Dwayne Lewis, Pastor Dwayne Collins, Pastor Brenda Spam, Minister Charlene, Pastor Valoris, Prophetess Lisa, Evangelist Willette, and Evangelist Virginia, and all the other outreach ministers, because you give me confirmation of what I'm studying. Because I love it, because he said faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So I thank you guys for all your sharing the love of God. Family, I tell you, we need to know, and then everybody needs to know, that God loves us. Thank you, Jesus. We grew up in a household of love. Same, we always told each other, coming and going, phone calls, texts, letters, love you, love you. Yes, I tell you, this love is from God. We all are spiritually connected to the vine. And genuine love. We should have genuine love for people. Amen, family? Loving, forgiving. Oh, yes. Yes, in the flesh, sometimes we battle. We battle our flesh to walk in the spirit. I thank you, Jesus. I love what it says. I love this song, Love Comes Easy. That's Eloise Laws, a stylist, has made it back in the days, too. But it's hard on the heart to hate. Same thing that when you smile, you use 17 months. But when you frown, you use a 43. You got to put a lot of work into being mean. It's effortless to love when it's pure, unconditional, not expecting nothing in return. I tell you, family, Some people only love you when you got something for them or when you're doing something for them. This is what I said. Where is the love of God? The genuine love. Not talking about superficial, physical love. This is spiritual love. Spiritual love, one to another. My God. My God, my God. I love, Pastor E, when you say you want to see us do better. And we know this. This is from your heart. And I, and we also, we want to see you do more and better too, because you freely give yourself. Thank you, Jesus. And I always say, yes, I love my beautiful family. Amen. Family, we just have to realize that God's coming back for one church. Only way he's going to make that one church is going to be built on love. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He wants us. He wants us to love one another, to be wise. Be wise and not used. You're going to be used by God. Amen. Some people from family, some people have a problem with saying they love you. Because I noticed that years ago when I was out working at places, you people, you say, hey, look, they look at you strange, but you don't know me. Some people don't know God. Amen, family. But we got to share that God is love, and love is God. Amen, family. And then with the love of God, it's constant. It's forever. And we have to make sure we don't get it mixed up with that lusty love. Lusty love only loves the one you're with. My God, I tell you, we worship our God in spirit and in truth. And when God is love and Jesus and God are one, my God, I always say, finally, my Lord, I am getting more understanding. More of the understanding in your word. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, how to love. How to love and how to love unconditionally. We got to just praise the Lord. Praise him for his unconditional love for us. I tell you, family, that we can love him. We can love our neighbors as he has loved us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Amen, family? But some of us, we struggle with loving others. Thank you, Jesus. We can love them. We can love them. We may not like everything about them, and they may not like everything about us. I know my siblings probably say I got that middle child syndrome, and I've been moody. I just like my me time. And some people may take it as moody, but I love my me time. And I'm not gonna let nothing and nobody push up on my me time, amen. Because I wouldn't do it to them. If somebody in their me time, I'm gonna respect that. It's called do unto others as you have them do unto you. Read the whole Matthew 7, family. His word, it reveals some things to me that I'm working on. The Lord is changing within me. Issues. His word can do that. Amen, family? I tell you, all of us, it may be some things we need to work on. Amen, family? We all need more love, and the world needs more love now in the name of Jesus. Family, at this time, I'm going to turn it over to the mighty man of God, Pastor E, and see if anyone has anything to comment on love, the love of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Isn't he awesome?
Amen. Isn't he awesome?
Hallelujah. Isn't he awesome? He loves me unconditionally. Nothing can separate that. He's forgiven me of my sins. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, I can just write it on there. I'm forgiven. My God, you know. I've been, because Pastor E, you know, I've shared this with you before, and my family close to me, but now those on the line, and he says, confess our sins one to another, and even the hidden sins and his forgiven sins, sometimes it's good. I feel good. Amen.
Right. Amen. And it's important I think you've heard the word. I've been sharing it. Your story, don't despise your story. It's not for everybody,
yes,
but your story can encourage the right person because they'll be like, that sounds just like me. I went through the same
right
thing. You mean I could get out of it? You mean, wait a minute, you've been through that? You know, because I tell my story sometimes to, you know, people that God allow me to, and they be sitting like, no, dude, yes. Let me help you not go through the same stuff and make the same bad choices. So excellent testimony service tonight. I thank God for you, woman of God, and you continually growing. Yes, I have been on this journey with you, so I can speak freely of the goodness of God in your life and being a true
you,
witness to the manifestation of the Holy Ghost through you. So we celebrate you as well as our covenant and a calling that God has put in us. Amen. Anybody else out there would like to get in this conversation tonight, go ahead, dial one. We have several minutes left that you can reach out to Minister Terry. If you may need prayer, you can get prayer. You may need salvation, you get salvation. You can get whatever you want here on the Now Network. Yes. We do have a private green room for you separately if you don't want to speak out loud and make that available to you. Prophetess Lisa, good evening, woman of God. Welcome to Women Speak Now.
Amen. Bless you, Pastor E. Bless my lovely sister, Evangelist Minister Terry. That's my king.
God bless you.
I love you, my sister.
I love you too, my sister. Amen.
Yes. I just thank God for the word tonight, talking about love. Matter of fact, hey, post something on Facebook this morning, and I said today, let's go out and share love and let's embrace people.
Yes.
And I was saying that, and I put a question, and I said, where is the love at in the body of Christ? I'm for real, you all, because it's sad that when you go to the house of God and when you salute your sister and your brother, you hug them, and you don't feel no love there. So what happened is something has happened there, because if we come to the house of God, we're supposed to feel love in the presence of the Most High God. But I learned this key thing. You can't love nobody if you don't love yourself first.
Amen. Yes. And he told us, he said, love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. So when you're not loving them, you're not loving yourself. Amen.
Right.
My God.
Amen. And what I was saying is, the main key thing is, you can't love nobody if you don't first love Jesus. Jesus is love.
Yes.
So you can't love me if you don't love the Jesus in me.
Yeah.
You can say it with the mouth, but the Bible said they confess with their mouth, but the words say their heart is so full for me. Love is what love is. Come on, somebody. If I start love ministry, she support me. It don't matter how tired I am. I'm going to still make it home. And give a line support my school. We are kingdom minded women for me to God. So what you're saying, we come to build each other up. Amen, sister. That's a good
subject.
We need to talk about more love, because I'm telling you, that's what's
more
missing in the body of food. Love. So my
sister,
you bless me. Love you, my sister. And I'm going to always support you. You support me. And see, we have to learn how to pour back into each other. Don't be selfish.
One church. Amen. God bless
you.
I love you, sister.
And I love you, Pastor E. God bless you all.
Amen. Hallelujah. The love. Where is the love? The love of God. My God.
I'm telling you, we're committed to love for the rest of this, well, forever, but definitely teaching and showing that you could teach every message. Love should be a part of every sermon, every lesson, every syllabus, anything that's put out there. Love should be a part of it. You can't get it together without love.
You cannot. You can't do nothing without love. Love is what love does.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Well, bless you, woman of God.
Bless you too.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Anybody else? Come on, dial one, get in the conversation. Got a couple more minutes left. Minister Terry did an awesome job tonight, and we're thankful for you. And the whole team, everybody that's connected to us, we thank God for you as we continue to grow and continue to elevate. I'm telling y'all now, I'm so sick of Blog Talk. I can't even get in. I've had to call five times. Pastor V had to call eight times, 10 times. It just persisted. I'm so sick of this system. I don't know if you guys are ready to go live on Facebook.
Was this tonight?
Everybody's on Facebook. And you don't even have to have your camera on you to do it.
Right.
But it seems like that's a very, very good way to get out there and maybe grow the word going. Because I'm tired of paying for this, even though they gave us a great discount. I don't like having to tell people. Last night the broadcast, it played the music and then went to go into the word and nothing happened. Oh my God, help me, Jesus.
Yes.
Minister Rosalind, good evening, woman of God. Welcome to Women Speak Now.
Amen.
Minister Rosalind?
That may not be her.
Okay, I'm here. I have to pull this off.
I know her number, believe that.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, wow. I had to compose myself. I didn't intend to push one tonight, but after hearing my sister, Minister Terry, give her testimony tonight, I say I got to let her know that, hey, sis, you know, we've been on this journey for 60, you and I, 60, almost 61 years together.
Yes.
And you know, I do know your story, sis, and it's a wonderful story. It's a story of strength, courage, and a whole lot of prayers to make it this far.
Yes.
But I tell you, I admire you for having the strength and the courage to tell your story. And you can please believe, I know there's nobody on the line that would want to judge you, because, hey, we all have a story to tell. And I tell you, if we all start speaking up and speaking out, then, hey, all we can do is, you know, give each other that unconditional love that we all need and that God wants us to provide to one another. But since I tell you, you took me way back, not way back, but you took me back.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just know that, hey, we've been through a lot. And, hey, God has been good to this family, been good to us. And I'm so thankful, so prayerful, and just so grateful that we do have Pastor E and all the Now Network family. And since I've seen you grow and develop over these last few years, just seem like tremendously, just under Pastor E's guidance and his leadership and all the love that we've received here with the Now Network. I'm growing too and developing, seem like every day, you know. And I just had to get on. I said I wasn't going to even push one, but hey, you drew me out tonight, sis. Keep preaching the word. And hey, because hey, somebody needs to hear. We all need to hear, because we all have a story, and the story is yet to continue to be told. Okay.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Right. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Love you,
sis. Love you, Pastor
E,
and all the Now Network family.
Love you too.
God
love you
bless
too.
Sister. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Got a couple more minutes. Go ahead and dial one. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Women Speak Now.
My other mentor.
Yes, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Were
you
sitting? Hallelujah.
Man,
praise
God.
How
are you doing, Minister Terry?
Doing well.
Well,
how are you, my
Lord.
Beautiful sister?
I love you, my sister.
Praise Him. I love you too.
I love you more.
I love you more too. This is my 52 weeks of love, sister, here. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen.
And you know what, Minister Terry? I'm sitting here listening as you talk about your testimony. Awesome.
Yes.
And your testimony is for no one to judge.
Yes.
And you keep
telling
that testimony until Jesus come back.
Yeah.
Because you know what love is? Love covers a multitude of sins.
Amen.
Love cover a multitude of sins. And when
yes.
you were talking about you was in the house, and
uh-huh.
whoever the young man was came there and found you there, you was out of it. I'm sure
right.
you were going through stress, anxiety,
right.
oppression, or what have
yes.
you. But if you was born again, you're a born-again believer. A born-again
yes,
believer cannot be demon-possessed. A demon-possessed, but you could be stressed. You could be
yes,
oppressed. Or you could have anxiety. And you know what stressor does? Stress will
mm-hmm.
cause you to lose it. Stress
yes.
will
oh,
make
yes.
you ill when you're not ill.
That's true.
But I thank God
yes.
for Jesus for
yes,
doing what
I
he
do
did
too.
In your life. God
thank
saved you,
Lord.
You said. Did he
yes,
sanctify
sir.
You? Did he fill
yes,
you with
sir.
The Holy Ghost? Awesome.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Awesome.
I praise him.
And then
I can't help but praise
move.
Him. Yes.
You can't help but praise him. And you can't help
yes,
but praise
can't
him.
Help.
Oh, you got something
can't
to praise him
praise.
About. You got something to praise
yes.
him for. Because he loves
yes,
you
sir.
First. And then you got to
yes,
love
sir.
Him back.
Oh, I love him.
You,
I love him. Oh, yes.
You remember?
Oh, yes.
You said
I love
you
him. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
You moved from
yes.
Bakerfield. You moved from
yes.
Bakerfield. And you moved to where
I
you
did.
Are now, I believe. You didn't have
yes,
a church.
Yes, I did.
And
that's
that was
right.
Pastor E, the man of God.
Pastor E. On
was
Facebook.
Right there in your
yes.
life to mentor
yes.
you, to give you nothing
yes.
but the meat. Meat.
Yes, he did.
That's what you needed.
Yes.
To bring you back and bring you around to yourself. To bring you back
yes.
to Minister Terry. And look at you
yes,
now.
Yes, sir.
You're an awesome
you,
woman
Jesus.
Of God. You're a mighty
oh,
woman
I love
of
you.
God. You're a
I
woman
love
of integrity.
You,
and let me tell you something. You was
thank
a
you,
sheep
Jesus.
Without a shepherd.
Yes, sir.
You was a sheep without a shepherd.
Yes, sir.
And
he went
he
for
came
the
along
one.
And that's
thank
what
you,
your
Jesus.
Shepherd.
Yes,
he
sir.
He shepherded you.
Yes.
He led you
yes.
into the things of God. He taught you the word
thank
of God.
You,
oh, praise Jesus.
Yes, sir. Praise him.
Praise
hallelujah.
His name
preach
for Jesus.
Hey,
Lord,
preach
and
Jesus.
I thought about
hallelujah.
Tina Turner. Thank you, Lord God, for the word tonight.
Thank you,
I
Lord.
I thought about Tina
oh,
Turner.
Yes.
You remember Tina
yes,
Turner
sir.
Saying, what
oh,
love
yes.
got to do with it?
What love got to do with
she
it?
She said, what
mm.
love got
yes,
to do with it? But you know what
yes,
love got
right.
to do with it?
The love
true
of God.
Love
yes.
God was the
yes,
true love.
Sir.
He gave us his son, Jesus. And then Jesus
yes,
called
did.
Between two things. That was love.
Yes, sir. Yes.
That was love.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
he
love. That's what,
two things. True love gave.
Pastor,
that was God.
Amen. That's
oh,
what we're going to bring back 52 weeks of love. Amen.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
You know. Yes,
my
evangelist.
God.
You know, you, Pastor E, and you, and all of the now and there, you guys have been mentoring me. And I love
I
you guys for
you.
That. I love
I
you.
Love
because
you.
For sharing through Jesus,
yes.
you know, for opening our eyes and with everybody
yes.
freely. Mm,
yes.
I love you. You know, I'll call you in a minute. Amen.
And I'll call you. I just sometimes call you say, I love you. Guess what?
I love
we just
you.
Can't
you
say
do.
We love. We can't just say
we
love.
Show.
We got to put it in action.
Show some love. Show some love. Let's
put
right.
it in action.
Love
is an action verb.
I tell you. That's right.
Yes.
You feel
it.
You feel it in Baton Rouge. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You feel it in Baton Rouge.
Hallelujah.
See? One
hallelujah.
Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise
oh,
him. Yes,
yes.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
Him.
Hallelujah. I love both
hallelujah.
You guys. Yes, 52 weeks
we
of
love.
We were supposed to talk last week about that. It's just been a busy time. But we're gonna definitely
yes.
get back and get that into a flow for this next quarter. Of the
amen.
2020 season, Real Talk with Pastor E on Saturdays. This
now, Lord,
let's talk
hallelujah.
About it. We got so much stuff that we need to get reinstituted.
Mm.
Timing is everything. So we bless God for each and every one of you. Bless you, evangelist. Anybody
bless
else
you,
got a couple more
God
minutes? There may
yes.
be one more out there that wants to comment. Come on, dial one. Get in the conversation with Minister Terry. Give her her roses while she can get them. Amen. Tell her all the
love.
Accolades we can tell her
amen.
Right now. Don't tell. I'll be telling people. Come on, just tell me if I.
Don't
you know,
wait.
And I. Did, you guys threw my name out there too much tonight. Pastor E this.
No.
Pastor E that. All I'm doing is being obedient
yeah,
to what my
well,
passion is,
well,
and my passion
well,
is people. and seeing you better than you were, that's my passion. So I thank God for my passion, and I thank God for being able to be effective. And I thank God for you guys, because without you, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. So it's such a great thing. All right, well, I think that's our last caller, Minister Terry. You want to go ahead and pray us out of here?
Yes, yes, yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you, Father, for the word that went forth tonight. Father, I pray that the word didn't fall on any ears. Father, I pray my testimony I share tonight can help anyone in their lives, Father. And I thank you, Father, for your unconditional love that you have for each and every one of us, Father. And Father, I pray
Jesus.
That we have more love for one another. And Father, I pray we love ourselves over our circumstances. Father, I pray that we trust in you, God, trust in that you can see us through, that the doors that you open for us, Father, that we go through the door that you open. Father, I pray that our past never contaminates what you are doing within our lives right now, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I petition my prayers to you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I just want to serve him.
Hallelujah.
I want to be like Daniel.
I want to be like Daniel.
Yeah. I want to be like Paul.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I
want to
serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I do everything
I
that
for
I can.
Forever, I'm going to need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Whenever must lead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We're sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I love you. Father, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it. Can you feel it? This is part of my healing. It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision, took me home, and possibly changed all my consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are, if you let him lead you to your freedom, you can be reborn.
Man, you know you have to thank God saved me. High off your own drugs and wildin' out, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him, you know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him, so now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God, glory to God, glory to God.
I just wanna serve you. I just wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father,
I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.